This is just a little something I decided to stitch on before the podcast. Katie has decided she no longer wants to be on the show, so it'll just be me, Nixon, and Peter from here on out. But she's always welcome back if she wants to be. So enjoy this week's episode. Coming to you from beautiful downtown West City is Fistful of Simpsons Who Beans, episode number 32. This is your host, Taylor, and my co-host, Peter.
Yo, 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 what's going on, West City?
And Nixon.
That's me.
That's a good introduction. This week we watched 126 through 129. I was not enjoying these too much. What about you guys? Nixon or Peter?
They had their moments, but overall, yeah.
Nixon?
I thought they were fine.
I thought they were pretty boring. Pretty, like, I mean, there's a couple good parts, but we'll get into it. Episode number 126, Nixon, Eternal Dragon Resurrected. Aired in Japan September 14th, 1988. Aired in the U.S. October 13, 2003. Peter, we open up with the fisherman, and he's like waking up for the day.
Yep. He's looking at,
and he's waiting for his like crewmate guy to get out of the bathroom, and then he looks out to the sea. What does he see?
He sees the he's Little Piccolo, right?
Yeah, he's just floating above the water
like Jesus.
Yeah.
He's got his eyes closed, and then he shoots like a little key blast into the water, and he catches a fish.
Cool.
Yeah. They pass him, and they're like staring at him the whole time, and once he notices them, he just sinks their ship with another key blast. Think they died?
No, I'm going to say they're probably like have some experience in ship stuff, so I think they live, but
maybe after they turn the camera to the other scene, he just like lasered them to death. Kill them.
That'd be dark.
Maybe.
Well, they're not having him kill people though. Like, they make a point that dog was still alive. I doubt these guys are dead too.
No, there was a third person in that house he burnt down that we didn't know about.
Uh-huh. And that dog should have died. He didn't know that dog wasn't going to die.
Dog should have at least been crippled.
But they're making it to where he's not as evil.
Back at Kami's place, Popo is told to go get the mold of Shinron, and he does. And when he brings it out, it's all like in pieces, Nixon.
Yep, and he has to glue it back together.
Yeah, it's glue. Holds this god thing back together.
I forgot it was like a clay thing.
Oh, I knew.
Yeah, we see it. We see it.
Remember
a few times.
They had mold?
What about the mold?
It's all broken.
It's like the things that Rita makes the putties out of.
Nixon's full of mold.
Did Finster make Shinron, Peter? Do you remember who Finster is?
Is that like a principal?
That's... No. No, that's the guy of Power Rangers.
It's not Principal Feeny.
Yeah, it's the little weird white monster in Power Rangers. Remember that made the clay for Rita, and then she put it in that weird machine?
Mm. He looks like a rhinoceros human.
Yeah. And fart out. I think he looks like a piece of garlic. But that's just me. Kami says he was originally not going to bring back the dragon. He's like, fuck this, they abuse it. He tells him that he created the balls to give people hope, but then they just started causing chaos and people began killing each other for him.
There's no way he didn't, he didn't think that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, he should have foreseen that coming.
I wonder if he did he know how to do that? Like, this is kind of spoiler, but how would he have known he can make a dragon? It's something that's just like built into his DNA. I think the person
before him made a dragon.
No.
No, he made it. So all Namekians can do it.
They don't make it like they do on Earth, though.
So maybe they all know they can. Because Kami was born on Earth, or on Namek. So, I don't know. Maybe he was taught, or maybe they all know they can. I don't know.
Intrinsically.
Maybe they have, maybe since they're all birthed from eggs of a person, they all have like a hive mind thing. I don't know. So he does some like, or no, we cut to Yajirobe, who's waiting for Goku. And then Korin teases him for being soft. And then Korin notices a huge bulge in Yajirobe's robe.
Oh, no.
He goes to try to touch it, Peter.
Yep.
He tickles him until a bag of Tsutsu beans falls out. And Korin's like, well, you'll never be able to ride the Nimbus behaving that way. And then we go back to Popo, who's done gluing this dragon back together. And Kami like tells everyone to back up. And then he uses this like energy to turn the mold into like a ball of light that shoots off into the sky. And like Kami explains to Goku that it's Shenron looking for the Dragon Balls. Do you think he's happy that they're all grouped together?
It probably makes his job a little bit.
He's like, thank God. Kami says usually you have to wait a year to use the Dragon Balls, but he's made an exception for Goku and his friends. They can use them right away. Goku asks if he can go see his friends be brought back to life, but Kami reminds him that he promised to stay there and train for 3 years. He explains to Goku that he'll see his friends in 3 years at the next tournament. Lixel.
Yeah.
When are you going to go away for 3 years?
I don't know.
I hope so. He almost went to Japan.
That's true.
He explains to Goku that... he tells Goku about how Piccolo Jr. exists and that he's going to come after him in the tournament. So that's why he's training him to be ready. He says after the training, he should be able to defeat him. Kami explains that he can't take care of Piccolo himself, Nixon, because of a technicality.
Yeah, they don't really go into it. No, they do go into it, actually.
Later, yes, but he's like... Or, yeah, Popo and Kami do. Goku runs off to pee before training, and then, as Nixon was saying, Popo asks if Piccolo is killed, then won't Kami die as well? And then Kami confirms this and basically says it's his penance, Nixon, for being... splitting up in the first place. He tells Popo that he'll just have to continue on alone until another guardian shows up.
I wonder, did this happen to all the other guardians, or is it just unique to Piccolo?
What?
That when he split the evil off of his body,
that's just
it Piccolo. Became a whole.
It was only him, because I don't think all the other guardians had evil in them.
I'm sure they did. I'm sure it's like a process of like...
No, that's why they turned him down, because he had evil in him, and then he's like, well, shit, I gotta get rid of it, and then he's like, I don't know how he came up with how to do it, but then he split himself in two.
I wonder, like, I just imagine the guy looked at him. He was like, this is what... I didn't mean make a whole nother monster.
I don't know. What were you saying, Peter?
I wonder if Mr. Popo can be the guardian.
I don't know. I don't even know if he's a being, if he's real.
He's not real.
I don't know what he's made of. What happens if you cut him open?
I think he has to... I don't know. Is he a servant to all the guardians? Like, is he like eternal?
I don't know.
Or he said Kami trained him.
Yeah, he does say that. So I think Kami brought him in, but
he's probably a magic creature that they somehow interact with.
I
want to
see him ask Kami, like, Kami, do you think I could be guardian when you're gone? He's like, no, Mr. Popo, you're going to find somebody else.
Does Popo bleed? That's what I want to know.
Do you bleed?
Mr. Popo probably doesn't want to do it.
What do you mean? What else is he doing?
I don't know, but I imagine it's a lot of responsibility. He's just like, you know what? I don't want to have to do all that work. I'm good where I'm at.
He's constantly taking care of the palace.
Yeah, to be honest, it seems like he's in love with
Kami.
Kami. Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a weird devotion that. He has.
I don't know about
devotion
that.
Devotion to the Guardian.
Think he wasn't there before Kami. How can he be devoted to the Guardian and not?
Think he's a religious nut.
He's a
maybe Korn. Maybe Korn could be the next Guardian.
We'll just zealot.
Korn doesn't want that.
What are we doing? Oh, we see that everyone at Roshi's place seems to be bummed out. Tien doesn't seem to think that 3 years will be enough to reach Goku's level. Bulma's about to go take a bath, and she's like, well, I better go grab my new panties before my bath.
Oh, shit.
And while she's in her panty drawer, she finds the capsule of her friend's bodies. It's almost like she forgot where it was.
Yeah, she's the one that put it there.
Well, she's probably not thinking about it all the time.
when she turns back around from grabbing the capsule, she, like, her mouth goes agape, and then she's like, sees that the Dragon Balls have turned back into the Dragon Balls and are no longer stone. They quickly go out and they gather them all, and the usual storm approaches, and Shenron comes out, and Bulma's like, phew, like, we thought you were defeated. And then Shenron's like, well, I got some exposition for you. I was put back together. And he tells him all about what Goku's doing and where he's at, and that he'll see him at the next tournament.
It's after they make their wish, though.
No. He says that. He tells him that before. He tells him, he's like, he goes, Goku's training at with Kami, and he'll see you at the next tournament. And then Bulma's like, ask for friends to be restored, Nixon. And then Yamcha's like, well, what about all those other innocent people that died? And then she's like, everyone's like, oh, yeah, good point. And then Shenron's like, yeah, I guess I'll do that too. And he brings everyone back. And then they watch Krillin, Roshi, and like Chatsu's dead bodies come back awake. And as soon as Krillin came back, Launch slapped him in the head. As soon as he like raises up out of the dead people bed, he like gets slapped in the face. Shenron says their wish has been granted and then splits apart. Nixon.
I'm surprised he didn't split apart immediately. He was like, oh, that was your wish, bye. When they were like,
he wanted to see what happened, I guess, this time.
Yeah, okay.
Krillin asks if he's been dead this whole time. And they all basically just tell him, yeah, I don't know why he asked that.
Like maybe he didn't know.
And we see all the other fighters that were killed get revived. Krillin says he can't... Nam, Girin, that one king guy. Yeah,
that print, that movie star guy.
Yeah. All of them are back. Krillin says that he can't believe how much Goku did for all of them, and he says he can marry that guy. What do you think of that, Peter?
Spoiler alert, he does.
Roshi wonders where Goku's training, and then Tien tells him that they just learned they're training at Kami's lookout, and Roshi flips his shit, and Roshi like explains to them that he's training with the Guardian of the Earth. He's training with God, Nixon.
Yep.
Krillin, Tien, and Yamcha agree to train twice as hard so they're not left behind, and Roshi asks Bulma for a welcome back kiss, but she like storms off, and then he's like, well, what about a handshake? And then we see that Goku is being taught to meditate, basically, by Popo, but he can't seem to sit still. And Tien, Yamcha, and Krillin are hard at training already, and the episode ends with, like, a restless Goku trying to learn how to meditate. Nixon?
Yep.
What'd you think of this one?
It's connective tissue. I thought it was alright. Like, it's
how do you
moving the plot along.
How do you rank this on Shenron appearances? Is this your
my favorite Shenron appearance?
Yeah, is this it?
Out of what? Are we counting all the other shows?
No, what we've seen so far.
No, I like the one where they wish for the panties. That's more iconic.
You heard it here first.
That one like subverts your expectations. This one's just like exposition.
Anything else?
I wonder what would happen if they brought him back when they're in the capsules.
I don't know. I feel like they'd be dead.
I wish they would have done that. I want to see.
What if Nam's people like buried his body like
in a capsule?
50,000 feet under the ground or
like
something.
Like they're going to dig it that much. They don't have that much.
You don't know?
Their village is always starving. They don't have the calories to like
not
be digging
anymore.
Deep holes.
Not anymore. Remember, they're flush now. They got all that water.
Because they stole that one place, right?
No, they broke the dam. Or they had the dam that was making the water dry up. Yeah, so I don't know. Did all of them? Oh, we saw, we didn't talk about Man-Wolf. How he came back, that like hot girl was like praying at his tombstone, and his hand just pops out of the ground and freaks her out.
Yeah, everyone.
What about that, Nixon? Man-Wolf's your favorite character.
No one likes that guy.
Peter, what do you think of this one?
It was okay. You know, is an episode that we needed. We learned a lot about the dragon and everything and how that works. So Shinron can bring back as many people as he wants.
If you like. Word it right.
Yeah, he's like, ha ha, you didn't say it right. See you in a year, motherfucker.
Get wrecked, bitch. Yeah, I don't know. It was an episode that we had to have.
I guess. A little drawn out for me.
They could have drawn out way more. Like, they could have done, they could have, like, timed his, like repair of the dragon with Goku's training, where it would cut back to, like, Nami or Kami doing all that stuff.
I think they really should have had a whole arc in between here where Goku had to track the Dragon Balls down again, Nixon.
How about no?
Why not? Like a good awful. Like a good 30 episode arc?
No. Like the return of Red Ribbon Army.
Awful. General Blue.
Yeah, so let's move on. Episode 127.
Wait. I have another point. I forgot. Okay. When they wish back all the people who Piccolo killed, wouldn't that bring back all the people from the past that Piccolo killed?
I think, didn't they say innocent?
I'm saying, like, Roshi's master was killed by Piccolo.
I don't know.
Would that pull them out of, like, the purgatory place and put them in modern day?
His master wasn't killed by Piccolo, though.
Yes, well, he's killed. Well, attack. Whatever, yeah. All their students and everything, right? We don't see all the... They don't go into this. They just kind of sweep over this.
We don't know if Roshi already did... If he... Like, maybe they used the Dragon Balls before.
Roshi didn't know what the Dragon Balls were.
We see that things they say, they don't remember, Nixon.
Yeah, but... I just want to... Like, they didn't touch on that. I would be like, oh, well then... Would that bring that person back to the modern day?
I think Shinron knows...
He's like, nope, sorry, buddy.
I think he knows what they're talking about when they say that. Like, oh, you mean the thing that happened, like, over the last year?
It's like, I'm only doing it for the last year about bringing the guy back from 2 years ago.
All right. 127, titled Quicker Than Lightning, aired in the U.S. September 21st, 1988, aired in Japan on the 21st. Aired in the U.S. October 14th, 2003. We open up with Goku asking Popo if he's sure, like, meditating will make him stronger. And Popo says asking that dumb question was just a waste of energy and time. Goku tries to focus, but he gets stung on a... Like, a bee stings him on the nose, Nixon.
Yep.
That's not cool. You can't even, like, stop the bee?
No. It's a test. He failed.
I guess. Back at the island, Tien and Krillin are sparring with each other as Yamcha watches. Bulma's sunbathing and takes her top off, Peter. Yep. And she asks Pu'er to help put suntan lotion on her back. And she lays down to do it. And then Oolong steals the suntan lotion from Pu'er.
Yeah.
And then Master Roshi steals the suntan lotion from him. And then he gives it away by like saying, like, oh, I'll get you all lotioned up or something like that. And then Law shoots at him with a gun.
He gave it away.
He should have said anything, I guess.
He kept his mouth shut.
Goku is finally getting the hang of this meditating thing, but then he begins thinking about his friends, and Popo flicks a nut at him and hits him in the face. Goku realizes that he can't even think of anything. He just needs to sit there, like, blank, with no thoughts or anything. When he does, Popo flicks another nut, and Goku's able to dodge it. Popo tells Goku he's starting to learn how to relax his mind, but Popo is dumbfounded when he sees that Goku's actually asleep, Nixon.
And then he's like, I think he's a little too relaxed.
A little too relaxed. And then Popo grabs a bow staff,
yep.
And he begins spinning it above his head really fast. And he's like, you scared of this, Goku? Goku's like, no. He's like, it's not long enough to hit me. He's like, okay. And then he just keeps spinning it, and they're like staring at each other. And then it looks like the pole's getting closer and closer to Goku's face. And he's like, okay. And then it gets real close, and Goku jumps away. And he's like, it's going to hit me. And then Popo's like, no, it's just an optical illusion. It's like, if you would have used anything but your sight, you would have known that. So then Popo makes Goku put on a blindfold and chase a cat with a bell on its tail, Peter. And does he catch this cat?
He does not catch the cat.
He runs into a tree, and then he sees that he was being tricked all along because Popo had a second bell.
Yeah.
Kind of cheating. Popo tells Goku that he's going to have to use all of his senses other than his ears as well to pass his test, I guess. I don't know. What was he supposed to do here?
He, the whole thing is they're teaching him to, like, sense.
He's sense. Yeah, I know, but, like, he keeps starting a lesson and then he never finishes it.
I know, they keep dropping
these
lessons.
Didn't he get pissed off at him and tell him to go home?
That was in the, like, way long time ago.
I thought he did it again.
No, he doesn't. He did it in the beginning before he knew that was Goku. He was like, you just go home, you're too weak.
I was thinking the same thing, because he is like, they're not finishing any of these lessons. They just keep dropping them and then moving on to the next.
Yeah, he, like, starts him, and then he, like, teaches him the lesson, but then he, like, moves on before he learns the lesson. I don't know, it's weird. Goku asks Popo if he can do the training that Popo did under Kami, and Popo's like, well, it's very painful, and he takes him to Kami, and Kami's like, well, we'll have to transport you to Mount Rumble, and you have to retrieve the crown, and Goku asks where it is, and he tells him, or he, like, transports him with this futuristic, like, transporter computer feeder.
That didn't make any sense.
What are you talking about?
It's like some Power Rangers thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Nixon. Weird. It's like, they need to pick a lane. It's either it's magic or they're going to use science. I don't know why they're using both. Like, who made this machine? How did they get it up there? Just weird.
Popo made it.
I feel like he saw a movie, like Star Trek or something like that, and he's like, "What? This is cool. Let's make a machine." It's the same device, basically. No, the other thing's the same device. But this is just weird.
Well, it makes a bunch of weird lights, and then you're just there. Goku is at this mountain range, and he meets a young girl, and he asks her where Mount Rumble is, and she points him in the direction. And he can, like, see in the distance the mountain. It's just, like, surrounded by storms.
Yeah.
Kami and Popo are, like, looking on, smiling. And Goku climbs this mountain, and he makes it to the top, and he finds the crown. He puts on his head, Peter, and does he escape with it?
No, because he, like, boasts. He's like, yeah, I got the crown. Nothing can stop me.
And then what happens to him?
And then the fucking lightning flies down and nails him in the head. He flies down the mountain.
He gets hit like 3 or 4 times.
He should have.
And then the last one knocks him off the ledge, and then the crown stays at the top. And he falls all the way back down. And that little girl and her mom find Goku passed out in the river. So they take him home. So he wakes up in their home, and the little girl's name is Churi. And she lives in a house with her mom and her pet bird, Pee-Pee.
She was like a little Chun-Li.
Yeah. What happened to the dad, do you think?
Her name is Chun. There's Chuli.
It's It's Churi.
Chu-Li.
I don't think it... I had subtitles on, but maybe you're right. But, what happened to the dad?
I think he's dead, right?
I don't know. Was he a deadbeat dad, or did he just die? Did he go to
the crown?
He tried
to get the crown. And...
That's what they should have done. There should have been a skeleton with the crown on at the top. And that was her dad.
Oh, my God.
What do you think, Nick? What? What?
Why is he always running into little girls?
Oh.
They're always, like, the same age. Why are they never, like, older? Like, I understand why they're not younger that he's running into them. But he should run into, like, another Bulma or another, like, you know, somebody else.
He did that.
Yeah, but he's already done this with Chi-Chi. He's done it with Suno. Now he's doing it with this other girl.
Well, he just, you know, he does.
He gets more girls than
Goku.
You do.
That's true. Churi, she's sad because her bird's gone, and Goku offers to help find it after he finds the crown, or there gets the crown, and the mom tells him the legend of the crown, and it said whoever gets the crown off the mountain will be the strongest fighter in the world, Nixon.
Sounds like they do this a lot.
They have all these stupid things, like, you gotta go up here and get this crown, or you gotta go down here and drink this magic goo, or... You gotta go and do this thing.
This is all the stuff that, like, the Guardian of the Earth does, right?
He's adventuring. Well, I don't know. I think Kami set this up for some reason.
Well, he,
He's like, I put this crowd here, and then if you're able to get it, you're
strong. Is that whole thing, like, a simulation, or is that a real place?
It's a real place.
He just simulated the little girl finding him?
Well, that's what it feels like.
Popo programmed that little girl in that weird computer thing.
I think... I had something. Now it's gone again. I was going to say something.
Well, why's your mind so dumb?
Because you guys kept interrupting.
You were going to say that you didn't like that Goku keeps finding all these girls.
No, I was going to say, just go. And I'll
why does he get all the tail?
No, I was going to say that this must be like a specific Chinese legend, right? The skull with
Chinese.
The lightning.
Probably. Goku is not able to sleep, Peter. He's up all night thinking strategies of how not to get struck by lightning. He wakes up to hear Churi about to fall off the roof. Yeah. The mom's just on the bottom like, oh, hold on! And she's like falling off the roof. Goku goes out there and he saves her. She was looking for a dumb fucking bird, and then they're back inside and she's like, why are we out there? He's like, oh, I could just feel the bird. I just know he's near. And everybody, like the mom and Goku, are like, what the fuck are you talking about? And she's like, he's right there. And then she like runs out the door and there's the fucking bird. And Goku learned his lesson, Nixon. He learned that you can sense stuff.
That's all it took.
It doesn't. How would that teach him how to sense things, though?
It really didn't. It just, I guess, showed him that you can do it. I don't know.
It doesn't, like, specifically teach him, like, hey, you can, if you do this thing, like, this is how you do it. It's more like, it's possible. Seeing is believing.
He rushes off to the mountain after learning that this is, you can do it, I guess. And he puts the crown on his head once more. And he's super confident once the storm forms. And he dodges the first lightning strike, Nixon.
Yep.
And he gets cocky and he celebrates. And then he gets hit with the second strike. And the episode ends as he passes out on the mountain, Peter. What'd you think of this one?
It was all right.
This one sucked ass.
I liked the Mr. Popo training bits, but I did not like this mountain.
This is like all the parts of Dragon Ball that you kind of just have to like slug your way through.
This was extremely boring. Peter?
That's pretty much it. I like the Mr. Popo stuff. I didn't like this mountain nonsense.
Not a fan of the mountain nonsense. Nixon?
It wasn't like as good as the other ones, but it's also only one episode, whereas like the Suno ship was like way longer. So like if I was just in the mindset to watch Dragon Ball, I wouldn't necessarily mind watching this episode. Is it one I'd like seek out? No. Is it one that's entirely horrible? No. It's just kind of like filler, the like move the plot along. So I thought it was fine.
You wish they were back at Muscle Tower.
No, I don't.
We'll move on. 128, Secret of the Woods. Aired in Japan September 28, 1988. Aired in the US October 15, 2003. Goku is awakened in a bed being watched by Mr. Popo. Peter, would that freak you out?
Yeah. It would probably make me second guess.
And then he tells Goku that he was out for 3 days.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
Mr. Popo is making sure he didn't like die in his sleep.
Yeah, I feel like he's just sitting there watching him the entire time.
Yeah, it gets close.
He did get struck by lightning like 5-6 times.
Yeah, but I don't know. Mr. Popo, don't watch me sleep. That's not cool. Goku gets up and wants to try that again, but then Popo's like, no, we think you've learned enough. He's like, we're going to do something else. And Popo transports them to the forest. He tells Goku to enter the woods, and then he can't give him any more information. Goku seems to think there's someone strong in the woods that he must fight, so that's what he's looking for. When he transported to the woods, he falls into like swamp water, and he struggles to get out, and he has to resort to using the Kamehameha to get out. And once he's out, he cleans his clothes off in a clean river, but he's hungry, and he immediately smells food, and he runs off, and he finds a steak on a plate. Nixon, what happens when he grabs that steak on a plate?
I don't remember. I think someone attacks him.
Like a net trap springs.
Oh, yeah.
And he gets in it, and then he gets out before he's, like, fully trapped. And he's on a tree limb, and he's like, that wasn't nice, as, like, this dude runs up to investigate what set his trap off. And we see Goku's back at the man's house, and he's, like, getting warmed up by the fire. And we learn that this man's name is Moose. And his wife's name's Claire, Peter.
Yeah.
And then Moose introduces his 9 kids. And they're all there to dessert. Do you remember any of these kids' names?
Cupcake, pudding, donut, jelly jam, there's, cream puff, cocoa, cooking.
I feel really bad for cream puff.
What do you mean?
That's a bad name.
So is pudding.
I'd rather be called pudding than cream puff.
Yeah,
cream puffs also aren't very good. Like, I wouldn't recommend them in terms of dessert.
What about the crepes?
I don't know if I've ever had a crepe.
You probably have. They're pretty good. Really bad for you. Oh shit, I got the hiccups.
It's a great podcast.
So, I know. He meets these kids.
God, can you cut that out, please? We're trying to do a podcast.
They offer Goku to stay for dinner. Once the grandfather arrives, why is the grandfather the provider for the entire family?
He's actually like for the whole village. Everyone, he keeps feeding everyone.
Well, we learned that, but for here, like, what's the dad do all day?
He probably sits on his ass.
He's deadbeat, yeah.
So he just knocked up this Claire 9 times?
Yeah, that's all he does.
That's all he do all day is bang.
How else would you get 9 kids?
Like, why are you sitting about to help me, Claire?
Maybe some of those aren't his sons and daughters. Maybe some of them are siblings, if you know what I mean. Maybe the grandfather's getting some action, Peter.
I don't. It's like, welcome to the family. That's creepy. Son.
What?
What? You got goofy in here.
I can't stop. It won't stop.
Hold your breath.
It's like I'm like an old Disney cartoon drunk guy.
All those people in Ohio are going to stop listening now.
So the grandpa comes back and he has like the today's catch, which is like a bucket of fish.
Not just a lot of fish.
Yeah, he's like a whole river of fish. And Goku's like,
all the children surround him and like, hey, do this with me, do this with me, do this with me.
Like he's fucking like, God.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't give a shit about their parents. They're just like, yeah, grandpa's
their parents are useless.
This is Peter's future.
Yeah, it is. What? He's going to be the guy, and the grandpa's going to be the one doing all the work, and they're like, why don't you come help me? He's like,
oh, hey, I'm the grandpa. I was more saying that he's the grandpa, and he has to entertain 9 children.
Are you shitting me? He's like, oh, get the whole day getting fish. I just want to sit down and have a beer. Like, I gotta feed the whole village.
I'm afraid to talk. Goku stays the night with him, Peter. Tien, Yamcha, and Krillin are racing in the ocean as part of their training. They ask Roshi to train them, but he refuses. Do you remember why?
We also, is this the part where they're all swimming, and then like Tien gets like pissed off, and he starts swimming super fast, and he like,
yeah,
he like dwarfs the other two, Yamcha and Krillin. But yeah, they do ask Master Roshi to teach them. Master Roshi's like, no, I'm not going to teach you guys because I actually have nothing left to teach you.
Yamcha has such a good breaststroke. He's coming out of the water completely when he's swimming. Did you see that?
I did not.
When he does a breaststroke, his whole body comes out of the water, Nixon.
He's got power.
Roshi begins to explain to them that they need to shake up the routine or they'll never catch up to Goku. And then he goes into this really long story, Peter. And does the story matter at all?
I don't even remember the story, so I'm going to say it doesn't matter.
It doesn't. It's just a bunch of nonsense. And then Krillin asks how a young bald man can meet girls. And Roshi says that just comes naturally. And then Tien and Yamcha blush and walk off. This whole scene was awkward. Which made me think it was heavily dubbed, Nixon, like changed.
Yeah, was it?
So not really.
Did it's I basically the same. Out of your sails?
No, it really wasn't. He's more like before the romance thing. He lays into them more about. He's like, you should be doing what Goku did. You should go out there and do stuff. That's basically what he tells him. Mm-hmm. And then he tells. He tells Krillin basically the same thing, how to get women, and for some reason Yamcha and Tien blush. I don't know why. It doesn't make any sense. Goku and the grandfather say goodbye to Moose and his... Oh, I guess we didn't see the... They slept together, Peter. All in the all same the children room. And Goku. Yeah, well, they all... That's Japan. They do weird shit like that. Goku snores really bad, so one of the kids like held his nose closed until he stopped snoring.
I thought he was gonna put like a pillow over his head or something.
Put his foot in his mouth. Next morning, the grandfather and Goku take off, and they say goodbye to the family, and we learn. When they're walking together, that this old man's been doing the same routine for 60 years.
There's no way.
That's what he says.
He's a pro.
There would be no fish left.
He leaves and comes back the same time every day, and he does the same thing for every day ever for 60 years. Nixon, it sounds like you.
Depends on what it was. I draw every day. That's you mind doing that every day?
Jerking it for 60 hours. No. Or for 60 years. And yeah, Peter, like you were saying before, he says he catches fish for the entire town, for the bears, everybody.
Why does he need to catch fish for the bears?
That's just what he said. He said the bears hit him up sometimes. God damn it. He takes Goku to the man named Yao Chun, who's going to fight Peter. And how's this go?
It doesn't go great. Well, he tells him he'll only go so far, and then they kind of split past. The grandpa goes to his fishing spot, and then Goku goes up the mountain to Yao Chun. And Goku's like, yeah, I want to fight you. And Yao Chun's like this super buff dude. He's wearing like a giant like potato sack of an outfit. And... He's like, I'm the strongest guy around. Are you sure you want to fight me? Goku's like, yeah. So he's like, so be it. And he gets up, and he's like, they're getting ready to fight. And then Goku, I don't even remember. Goku just like punches him in the stomach, mm-hmm. and Yao Chun just like he's completely done after that. That was like a one punch to the stomach knockout. He's like on the ground crying, and.
He says, I'm supposed to be faster than lightning.
Yeah.
And then Goku's like, huh? He's like, well, that's what I tell people. Then Goku's sad that this guy's not actually as hyped as he thought he was. This guy looked like he was related to Bacterian, and that reminds me, we saw Bacterian get revived, and he woke up in a dump, which makes me believe they threw his dead body in the trash.
God. Bacterian never gets the respect he deserves.
He is got that the respect he deserves. He's garbage. It's like, this guy stinks. It's like, the guys at the morgue won't even touch his body. It's like, just throw him in the garbage.
Goku meets back up with the fisherman, Peter. And what does he tell him? Peter?
He's like, I don't think that guy was the guy I'm looking for, unfortunately. And the grandpa was like, well, that's okay. He's like, if you can like hang out with me and fish if you want.
It's like, God knows I need some change enough in my routine.
60 years of this shit, Goku. It'll drive a man insane.
And Goku, basically, we see that he's learning how to sense by fishing now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At one point, he looks at the old man. And he disappears, and it make it look like this old man never existed for a second.
Yeah, I thought Goku was tripping balls.
And then he just says, "Having trouble focusing."
He's like, "I thought he drugged Goku." Or something.
What was that about, Nixon?
I don't know. Proving that he doesn't focus.
I mean, like, did you put something in my drink?
Why was his vision going out?
Who's? Goku's?
Yeah, he thought the old man... He saw that man disappear.
It fades away.
Because he's not focusing. It's like he entered his blind spot.
I think he was looking directly at him, but, you know. Popo and Kami are still watching. And Popo's like, I don't think he's learned nothing at all. And then Kami's like, no, he has. As the episode ends. Peter, what do you think of this one?
He catches the fish or whatever. He
catches multiple fish. And he's like, well, man's like, ho ho, leave some for tomorrow.
He's like, I've never caught a fish without using my tail before.
Yeah. What did you think of this one, Peter?
It was really weird. It was like a weird episode the whole way through. The whole family was weird. The dad was weird. I don't really know what to rate this.
Can the three of us make a pact right now?
What's that?
First one to have a child names the firstborn Cream Puff.
No.
Or Bacterian.
No.
Which one would you rather name your kid?
I'm not. If I have a kid.
But if you had to name it Bacterian or Cream Puff.
I'd rather name it Cream Puff than Bacterian.
Your son goes by CP. CP Nixon, like, what's it stand for? Cream Puff.
It's like, Puff, you better get over here right now.
Sorry, Peter, what were you saying?
It's just, as a weird episode, I don't know how to rate it. It wasn't terrible, it wasn't good. It was just in the middle.
Nixon?
It's like an age-old... They always have this in anime. Like, the episode where it's like... There's a mysterious, like, guy who shows up. He's like, teach a man to... give a man a fish or whatever. And then it's like, teach a man a fish.
What? Whatever. I don't know what are you talking about?
There's that saying. It's like, give a man a fish, he eats for a day. Teach a man how to fish, he fishes for life.
Yeah. Catch a fish, you'll have a fish for the day. Jerk off a fisherman, you'll have a fish for wherever you want.
Yeah, it's definitely like... It's definitely that phrase. And I've seen it in anime, like, a lot.
There's always like a samurai who like lives on the. It's like in Samurai Champloo too. It's like he's in the river and he's talking about the same thing.
I think I'd be tired of eating fish if I ate it for 60 years. Fish sucks. Every day. It does suck.
It's okay.
Anything else, Nixon?
Nope.
All right, let's move on to episode 129 titled The Time Room. I bet you Peter got tricked on this one.
Yeah.
Aired in Japan October 12th, 1988. Aired in the US October 16th, 2003. The episode begins with Goku and Piccolo, or Piccolo. God damn it. Goku and Popo sparring at Kami's place. Popo says he has gotten stronger, but he's still weaker than him. Fuck. Goku tries to trick Popo by giving up, but Popo throws his ass into a tree. And it says time for new training, Peter. And where does he take him?
To the time room.
Yeah, do you remember anything? Well, before that, he sells him a new gi.
Oh, yeah, he does.
And Goku says, Popo, you can do anything. And then Popo's like, same as you, Goku. That's pretty nice.
Yeah, it was nice, though.
And then he also goes, is this for me? When he hands him the gi. And then Popo's like, I like the color, but the size doesn't fit me.
No shit.
Like, Goku, so what Peter said, he takes him to this full room of clock, full of clocks, and it's called the Temple Rotunda, Nixon.
Big room.
All time in the world is made in this room, past, present, and future. And Popo says this room will take him to his next opponent, and then Goku falls in a hole. Tien, Yamcha, and Krillin are climbing a mountain while carrying huge boulders on their back. Tien's once again haunted by Roshi's words, and he can't get him out of his head. And he says he'll never be a match for Goku as he, like, shatters the rock. Roshi, Bulma, and the others are back at the island, and they're wondering if the boys are doing okay. And Roshi tells them, yeah, they will be. He says that he's been carrying boulders since he was 5, Peter. Roshi says that.
That's a long time.
Yeah. So he tells them of his past training as a young man, and we see a man with glasses trying to sneak a peek of a girl named Fan Fan in a hot spring, Nixon. She's naked. All of a sudden, a hole opens up in the sky, and Goku falls out and knocks this man down and like causes both of them to fall down the hill. And the man holds his mouth. And luckily, she doesn't find out they were creeping on her. Peter, how long did it take you to realize who this was?
Took me a hot minute.
Did it really?
No, I knew it. Because we saw him before.
Well, yeah, but I didn't know if you would put two and two together right away.
Come on, I'm smarter than that.
No, you're not.
Goku asks if he knows the guy because he looks familiar. Goku is happy when the man says that he's a student of Mutaito, who's the strongest man alive. And then the man asks Goku if he knows Fan Fan. He's like getting jealous. He thinks Goku might be a suitor, Peter.
What was that?
That was a hiccup. Me trying to stop it.
Sound like a chihuahua barks with it.
I can't stop him. Sorry.
Do math equations in your head and you'll stop doing
that. That doesn't work. Your dumb folklore things do not work.
If you eat a spoonful of sugar, it will stop it.
Do you think I have a spoonful of sugar right here?
No, I'm saying if you had sugar upstairs and you eat a spoonful, it goes away 100% every time. It never has failed.
I don't have a spoonful of sugar anywhere near me, so
you have sugar upstairs.
I gotta keep going. I'm gonna rely on you, Peter. The man thinks Goku is a suitor of Fan Fan, and Goku says he's sorry for interrupting him watching, and he can watch him swim if he wants, and then he takes his shirt off.
Yeah. No.
What do you think about that, Peter?
I don't think that's what he had in mind.
It's pretty weird. Goku and the man are like standing there, and then who shows up? Do you remember?
Shin.
A young Shin. We know him. He's the crane guy.
Yeah.
And what's he do?
I don't even know.
Remember?
I don't remember this episode very
much. He also, he think, what? This is the best one we watched.
I know. I can't remember. I must have been distracted.
Oh my gosh. Remember 52 minutes, okay?
52 minutes?
Because I'm going to have to edit this. All right, so Shin comes and he also wants to fuck Fan Fan, Peter.
Okay.
He's telling Roshi to back off because Fan Fan's him, or his. And he says she'll be his girlfriend soon enough. Shin and the man who we don't know who it is yet, but it's Roshi, square off to fight, and then Roshi collapses all of a sudden. Nixon. And then they do a dub thing to make it seem like he uses like mind tricks on him. Goku says this guy reminds him of his old master Roshi, and then the old guy says, "Hey, I'm not old, I'm only 18." Peter, so this is Master Roshi. I knew at 18 years old. You didn't know.
I knew it.
You didn't even know after that sentence. You were like, "Wait a minute. Is this guy Master Roshi's old dad?
Yeah, I was like,
is this Master Roshi's dad?
I think his grandson? What's going on here?"
Goku goes to meet Mutaito. Everyone laughs when they ask who he's training under, and he says, "Popo, Peter." Goku challenges Mutaito to a fight, and Mutaito accepts. Goku gets in a stance, and then is surprised when Mutaito doesn't take a stance, and he's like, "I'm fine here." And then Goku charges at him as he's sitting down, and Mutaito's able to dodge everything, and then send Goku flying with one finger poke. Nixon, how strong do you think he is here?
Who, Goku or
Mutaito?
He's clearly like on par with Popo.
Then how come he couldn't beat Piccolo?
I don't know. It doesn't make sense, does it?
No.
Maybe he just wasn't ready for Piccolo. I don't know. He fought like a younger Piccolo.
Yeah, but right? But if he's stronger than Goku.
Well, maybe he's the same level as like Popo and Kami are now at this time.
I don't know. He looks the same as when he fought Piccolo.
Yeah, but they would like hypothetically all be around the same, because Piccolo first shows up like around this time. So hypothetically, he's the same strength as Kami and all them would be at this time, and then later on, like in the future, they'd have that time jump to get stronger.
Sure. Goku asks how he did that to him, and he says he did it with spirit power. Goku is excited when he learns that anyone can use it, or learn to use their spirit power with enough training. Mutaito takes Goku to a waterfall, and then he parts it, Nixon, with his spirit power.
Yep.
And he asks Goku if he can do that. Goku's like just begins trying over and over again, but Shin is jealous of how much training Mutaito is giving Goku. Roshi takes a nap as Goku continues to practice these moves all day, and then we see Fan Fan Nixon washing her clothes in the river, and she loses a scarf. And who gets it? Do you remember?
Or Young Shin?
No, Goku gets it. And then she comes down and she's like, "Hey, it's mine." And she comes over to get it. And she's like, "Oh, why are you all sweaty?" And he's like, "Well, I'm just training over here." And then Roshi sees her and he's trying to like mack on her. And he's like, "What?" And she's like wiping the sweat off Goku's face with the scarf. And then Roshi's like, "Well, I'm hot too." And then she just tells him to take his glasses off, Peter.
Yeah.
She's like, take your sunglasses off." Fan Fan just like finishes up chatting with them as like Roshi tries to like convince her that he's training him, and she leaves in a drooling Roshi. Follows her into the forest, Nixon.
Yep.
He's like, she doesn't know he's following, and he sees her get cornered by Shin and his like lackeys, and Shin goes, "Did you read my letter?" And she says, "Yeah, I can't keep her mother's bracelet." Do you like that next one?
Is that pig? What's the pig's name?
Oh, I don't remember his name.
Is it Fan Fan 2?
No, the pig's name is way harder. Fan Fan looks exactly like that girl in the first tournament. But it can't be her. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Shin loses his cool, or she rejects him, and he scoffs at it, and then she tells him he needs to find a new partner because her dance card is full. Then Shin loses his shit feeder, and he just punches her in the stomach. Roshi tries to like save her, but he gets beat up. Shin tells Goku or Roshi to go get Goku and to meet him at this place so they can fight. And they take Fan Fan with them. We see Tien telling the others that he plans to climb Corn Tower just like Goku. Roshi brings Goku to Shin, and Shin has Fan Fan tied to a tree. Nixon, one of his lackeys has a knife to her throat. The other one has a torch. Like, is he gonna like light her on fire? Like, what the fuck?
He's like, you won't go out with me, then nobody can have you.
Yeah, what the fuck?
It's like trying to rape her.
This is really fucked up. He says, as long as Goku, because Goku punches him once, Shin's like, what the fuck, man? And he tells Goku that as long as he doesn't fight back, she'll be safe. So Goku just like takes all these strikes, but none of them make Shin fall. So Shin gets freaked out, and he like retreats. And then one of his men throws the fire, and so the fire like engulfs the field and surrounds Roshi and Goku. But Peter, Goku saves the day by using Mutaito's energy move, and he separates the fire.
Just like he learned earlier.
Well, he didn't. He saw it. He didn't really learn it until now.
He kind of learns as he watches.
Yeah. Roshi thinks... Fan Fan is like conscious. We learn out she's not knocked out, and she kicks the dude with the knife in the nuts, Nixon.
Yep.
And then the other guy goes to like punch her, and Mutaito stops him. And then in a bad move, Mutaito orders Shin to stop now, or he'll have to start his training over. How about you like kick this dude out of your group?
Yeah, it's like weird that you're gonna let a rapist stay in your group.
He's
like attempting murder. He's like taking all your like teachings and using them for the wrong reasons. This isn't like a childhood like bully who's just like picking on him like Krillin and those one guys. This is a dude who's taking it to like an extreme level.
He punched her in the stomach because she rejected him, Peter.
Well, yeah,
probably that ain't not cool. No. Roshi says it's a shame Fan Fan wasn't conscious to see them save her. She looks at him and says, I wasn't unconscious the whole time. And then they laugh. And then Goku and Roshi return to the waterfall as Kami and Popo continue to look on. Nixon, what'd you think of this one?
It's like exactly how Naruto meets Jiraiya and Naruto.
Well.
He's peeping on girls in a hot spring.
You're the only lame wad that watches Naruto here, so.
I thought it was alright. It's more interesting than the last two, that's for sure.
You get to see young Roshi again.
Yeah. Like I said, I would love just to have a series of young Roshi, but it's fine.
I don't know, and you're never going to get that. Sorry.
Yeah, I know.
Anything else?
No, it's good. I liked it.
Peter?
I don't remember most of this episode, so... I'm going to go back and rewatch it because I remember like the first half. I don't remember the second half at all.
There's woman beating and fire.
I like fire. That's cool. I like young Roshi. So I'm going to rewatch this one along with my episodes for next week so I can re-get the story on this.
Okay. Next week we're watching 130 to 133. Also, I guess we could talk about they leaked another Dragon Ball movie in May of next year. What do you think about that?
What was that?
May of next another... year.
What do you think that was?
It sounded like a Minecraft guy got hit. That's what it sounded like.
I can't, I can't control it. I'm not a freak that has fucking spoonfuls of sugar.
You just gotta do math problems in your head.
It doesn't work.
You don't even give it a shot.
It doesn't work.
You don't even try it. You didn't give it a shot.
So they leaked this movie on accident.
It was on purpose, I thought.
No. Toei Animation accidentally uploaded this information on the wrong day to their website, and then they just had Toriyama confirm it. Because they already got out. No idea who the villain is. Rumor is it's Cooler.
He said it's a surprising character, right? Is that what he said?
No, he said it's the thing that the thing that's the most worrisome about this one is he says it's a whole new visual look.
He said it was a character you're not gonna expect or something.
Which yeah.
I mean it's 3D.
That's what it is, yeah. It's going to end up being 3D. So, yeah. Nixon, any thoughts on a possible 3D Cooler movie?
Unless they're going to, like, sink a shitload of money into that, it's going to look like garbage, and I hate when they put CG anime in. I mean, there's some of them that do a really good job. Like, they blend it super well, and you never notice it. But then you have, like, the Berserk anime in like 2016, and it's fucking god awful.
In the past, three movies, they've put 3D into it. They will put a lot of money into this because the last one made Gangbuster. So, yeah, Peter, any thoughts?
I mean, Cooler is like the logical step.
It's about the 3D. We don't know the villain yet. Stop like trying to like say it's Cooler.
That's who. No, that's the logical. But the 3D, I don't like the 3D. I know a lot of people like the action in the end of like the Broly movie, but that was my least favorite part of the movie. Just because I don't know, I just find it hard to follow.
Hard to follow, says Peter.
It's not hard to follow, it's just ugly.
It's just, it was for me, it's like hard, like I see it, my mind goes fucking like ape shit because it's
I'm surprised you even got through school.
Well, I am too.
The worst
it's not hard to follow, it's ugly.
The worst that they've done it so far was in the Frieza movie. Some really bad 3D parts in that.
There's a clip of the guy who the Miyazaki guy from Studio Ghibli or Ghibli or however the hell you say it.
Mm-hmm.
He has these two guys do like, they're so proud of their work.
Speaking of him, hold on a second.
Yeah.
He's also directing a 3D movie at the moment.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, this is ironic thing because in this clip, it was like early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
These two Japanese guys come up. They're so excited to show him this animation they made in 3D. And he, after watching it, he's so visibly pissed off. And he tells them that it's a crime against animation for them to have done this. How awful it is. How soulless it is. He, like, just rips them apart, and then he leaves the room. And they, like, they're both, like, about to cry.
He had a strong stance against 3D animation, and then he's coming out of retirement, and he's directing a 3D animated movie.
Probably because he's like, you know what? I'll take up the challenge.
So, yeah. Well, he's like, I think he's almost 80 years old, so he's old as fuck.
Doesn't like his son's movie. He shit all over it.
I don't like half of his movies, so Peter likes all of his movies, especially
one of his. He's seen Kiki's like, Delivery Service.
His favorite is
Delivery Service.
He likes Ponyo.
I don't know what Ponyo is.
It's one of his movies.
I liked Ponyo.
It's because you like little fish boys. Don't you, Nixon?
You like Fish Boys, no. Nixon?
His best movie is the Lupin, the third movie he did.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
It's his first ever director movie or directing job.
You just like that movie because you like the character of Lupin the third.
It's the best thing he's ever done.
Spirited Away is his best movie.
Rant,
it's not my favorite, but it's definitely his best movie.
Peter, back me up. Just vote against Nixon, even though you haven't seen either
Kiki's one. Delivery Service.
That's not an option. God damn it. All right, we got to end this because I can't stop hiccuping.
All right.
Nixon, where can they follow you?
Twitch.tv/UltraSaint. That's my Twitch.
Peter?
I'm playing Resident Evil.
You can follow me at twitch.tv/SuperBigPeter. Or like Twitter and YouTube and all the fun stuff.
Don't follow him on Twitter.
Stop hiccuping, so if I can't edit all the hiccups, I'm sorry. We're on a new podcast network now, Anchor FM. So we should be popping up on new services. So, yeah. Rate and email Nixon about how bad of opinions he has.
Just send him a thing that says, hey, I'm alive.
And my favorite food is Belgian waffles.
I like...
Why are you saying this?
Eel on green or something.
That's your favorite food?
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, well,
I really like food from Belgium.
It's pretty good.
This is so stupid.
We'll talk to you guys next week. Goodbye.
I hate you guys so much.
Peace out.